Fox suffers from Parkinson's, and the symptoms are evident in the campaign ad he shot for Doyle. Fox's body tremors as he tells viewers how he thinks stem cell research could someday help people like him, and why the choice between Doyle and Republican Mark Green is so important. He looks directly into the camera. No fancy graphics, no music.
Governor Doyle has been a champion of stem cell research. He knows the promise it holds and the jobs it can create. Congressman Green has stood in the way of embryonic stem cell research. His votes have set us back.
It's not the first Doyle ad to try and draw the distinction, but it's more to the point than an earlier commercial. University of Wisconsin-Madison political science professor Kathy Kramer-Walsh says it invokes a sense of fear or threat to make its point.
Invoking that threat can cause people to rethink their own stances. It can cause people to pay more attention to the information that's in the ad and pay more attention to the campaign in particular.
Walsh says it's the kind of ad that could be a turning point for undecided voters. UW La Crosse political science professor Joe Heim agrees, but says it's not necessarily because stem cell research is the number one issue on people's minds. Heim says Doyle has used it more as a theme this campaign.
It's sort of a stalking horse for other things, saying, you know, my opponent is excessive, or he's too right-wing, or he's too extreme. It also ties him to the Bush administration, who basically opposes stem cell research. In other words, it's got sort of a subliminal message to it.
In a written statement, Green criticized the ad as being part of a national smear campaign. Fox shot a similar version for a Democratic U.S. Senate candidate in Missouri. Green opposes embryonic stem cell research because he equates it with taking human life. He's proposed funding studies that might someday extract stem cells from embryos without destroying them. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.